This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On What's On Your Mind, a program on the Northern Plains, and for that we're very grateful to you, our fine listeners. Thank you so much for doing what you do, as well as those advertisers. Don't forget to support them. That's one way you can support this program, by supporting the fine sponsors you hear during this program on What's On Your Mind. Also on this program, you'll hear some Aretha Franklin music today. Todd, you're up for that for another hour, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Some people are asking for more Elvis music because, ironically, Aretha Franklin died today, same day as Elvis Presley. You know, so think about that. Pretty amazing. There's a legend right there, by golly.
I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so untied.
There it is. Right. You make me feel what? I think we're going to find out pretty quick.
Feel like a natural woman.
There you go. We are back at the Aramco Hotel on the What's On Your Mind Today 2018 Policy Summit, putting the pieces together, tackling all kinds of topics. You heard one of the debates earlier. Keep listening. Lots to come on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Anything that's on your mind, let us know. 701-258-0550. We like getting answers to your questions. We're going to do that here in a moment, as a matter of fact. So if you have one and you're wondering, hey, what is the answer here? Get to the bottom of this. Challenge us. Bring it on. We'd love to do it. 800-228-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Al Jager is the Secretary of State. Al joined us earlier this week, and we were talking about a couple of things that had been in the news, and we didn't get all the questions that came in. So we asked Al to come back and join us and talk about a couple other issues as well. Al, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
First thing I want to ask you, somebody called earlier about the name of measure number one. Because, of course, when they asked people to sign it, they said, sign this if you're against corruption. Or if you don't want corruption in North Dakota, sign this. I remember a guy coming up to me and saying, hey, we're this measure will stop corruption in North Dakota. I'm like, what are you talking about? Let me see this, Chris. I was well-versed enough to look at the sponsoring committee and realize there was something amiss here, that this was about something more than that. But is there, how do you go about managing what the amendments are called?
This is going to be very challenging because it's not just about an ethics commission. It covers a lot of different area. And this is language that is proposed to be put in the Constitution. And that personally concerns me as just, an individual, because as long as I've been Secretary of State, I've been very concerned when very detailed, very broad statements are included in the state's constitution, because there are things in there that I believe will raise questions, and the only way those corrections can be made is through a vote of the people again. So if that does pass and there's something, this doesn't work, then, you have to come back 2 years from now and vote on it. Where this logistic part is an ethics commission, something that, should be, I don't argue that. what I'm concerned about, that should have just been put in legislation and in the state law so that the legislature then can make the changes as needed, because this wording is pretty comprehensive. It covers a lot more than just an ethics commission. And really, I felt that the word corruption and how it was, you know, everybody's against corruption. But we also know how these petitions are circulated. Many times it's just a signature page, even though everything's together. And regardless of the topic, they come up with a, you know, a little catchphrase. In this case, are you against corruption? Well, of course I'm against corruption. We'll sign here. Well, that's all the explanation. It does. They don't say, well, let me explain what this is all about.
Does that process need reform?
I don't know how you can regulate that. I mean, it's a process of, you know, just, you know, the way it is. You know, it's, you know, going way back into the when we initially had the initiative process. You know, by law, they have to disclose the sponsoring committee. We, the Attorney General and I, come up with a petition title, and the full text of everything has to be there. And then the signature page, and it's all got to be together.
I can't think of anybody I've ever seen sign one that actually reads what's above it. They listen to the person.
Well,
they look at the first line, right? And then and they I don't know if you could require hey, read it. You know.
Well, it's just like the medical marijuana one. That was 20-some pages, and I would suspect nobody read it. Now we have a marijuana bill. You know, petition that also is, you know, 20-some pages. Nobody reads the details, and yet the details become very, very important.
Yeah. And is there any process for what somebody can call it? Can they call it, you know, they go gather signatures, they call it anything they want, mom and apple pie petition?
Well, they really can. Now, what we have to do when it comes to the wording that's on the petition when it's circulated, but also when it's placed on the ballot, it'll be much more, it won't just be a brief thing, you know, are you against corruption or not? I mean, it'll be a very, it has to be concise, but it'll be a very complete description of what's in there. And it's, so it covers lots of subjects. So
yeah.
it'll be a longer explanation than most times. So.
Texter or emailer that wanted us to, the question we did not get to the other day was, I heard on the news the other day that more absentee ballots than ever have been requested. It makes me wonder, could this be the left trying to cheat on the election by having illegal immigrants vote on those absentee ballots for Democrats, or even having deceased people's names used to vote Democrat? Do you know how they monitor who actually votes on those when they're sent out? I'm sure the left is trying any way they can to win the election, even if it's by cheating.
Well, first of all, we have to keep in mind that in North Dakota, both political parties promote with their supporters absentee voting. And also, we have vote-by-mail counties. We have 30-some counties that are vote-by-mail. So right now, we do have approximately 42,000 ballots that have already been requested, you know, for the upcoming election.
Is that high?
No, it's very normal. And what we have found in the past several elections, that between the vote-by-mail counties, absentee voting, and the early vote centers that several of the cities and counties have prior to the election, that approximately about a third of the vote is actually cast before Election Day. And so this is, there's nothing abnormal about what's happening so far. We know that, you know, again, both political parties do mailers. You know, they're encouraging their supporters to apply for absentee ballots. And in terms of tracking, to be able to obtain, you know, and track the ballot, you know, we have a centralized poll book. You know, we don't have voter registration, but voters have a unique identifier. And so when those ballots go back and forth, they're tracked. There's really no way for a dead person to vote. I always say that in North Dakota, because we don't have voter registration, dead people don't vote, where in other states where there is voter registration, you know, we do hear stories about, dead people voting, pets voting, you know, all of that type of thing, but we don't have that in North Dakota.
And you said it's impossible to track, so you can't follow the ballot to know who filled it out, but your point is when it comes back, you know it's from who it's supposed to be from?
Right, right. Well, you know, we know who it goes to, you know, the and the voter can track that ballot when they request it, when it's on record as to when it was mailed and when it comes back.
So you wouldn't share the concern of this listener?
No, because, first of all, he had two concerns. One is, you know, is the left pushing absentee ballots? And my point is both political parties push absentee ballots. And the second thing is, as far as non-citizenship, they would need the required identification
to get the absentee ballot.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks, Al. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You bet. More after this. 258-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that CDL drivers are in high demand. And there's high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and a safety-first culture. MBI Energy Services strives to be the employer of choice in the energy industry. They were named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. Now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers. MBI also offering up to a $3,500 experienced driver bonus. Apply online today, MBIEnergyServices.com, and drive our energy economy forward with MBI.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousen Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousen's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorlson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorlson Story. You'll love it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change, change, change.
That would be one of how many hit songs of Aretha Franklin do you think, Todd? How many were a hit?
So
you know, you got a wild guess? Oh, very good. Did you cheat?
You just told
me. Hope you did. Did I just tell you that? I didn't. You got a good memory. Queen Aretha is dead. Voice of generations. Died on the same day as Elvis. And I have a listener that is adamant that you play Always on My Mind. Get it? What's on your mind? Always on my mind?
Ah, very good.
From Elvis. So we'll try and slip that in here. Thank you, folks. Keep those texts coming. 367-2054, 226-8503. Or call me up at 800-228-0550. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. That's our next order of business to tell you about an incredible summer so far. And we have plenty of summer left. Labor Day's not here yet. The freeze isn't here yet. There's still time to order up your flagpole because we want to build 100 flagpoles. That's been our goal from the beginning of the year. How are we doing on our... I know every time I ask Jim that, he's like, I don't have time to count. I don't even know. We have so many things going on. Do you think? Let me ask you this: Are we gonna hit our goal? Do you believe?
I believe so, Scott. Good morning. Thank you. I believe we are. We did 6 last week, and I've got some to catch up on. I'm back in Williston and Fargo. I'm coming your way soon, next week, next Thursday. I'm gonna be in the Fargo area. So anybody over there that's been waiting on me, give me a call. Let me know you're listening and still interested, and I will call you as well. But, you know, Scott, I want to start calling my segments this week's heroes while I'm on the road. So, you hear all this negative stuff going, and then that last segment you did regarding Prop 1 and all this outside money, and then they're trying to take our constitutional rights away from us through fraud and deceit. But those are outsiders. That's bad. But let me tell you about, I got some inside scoop on the insiders. And they're the men of Napoleon. I was there, put in 4 flagpoles in that area. And I got to know 4 different gentlemen. And this week's heroes are the Mosiers, the Johnsons, and a man named Tony. All entrepreneurs, hard workers. Ryan Johnson was in the field until, 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and I was just finishing up mixing some mud and pouring his foundation. He came and he helped me. He told me about what life's like there and people. We talked for a couple hours. And that's what's really going on in America is – people are working hard and are family-oriented and generous and kind, and they're getting things done. We're out here getting things done for our families and for America, and that's really what we really need to hold on to. But let me tell you about Tony. Tony goes out. He decides,
Is Tony so famous he doesn't need a last name, or what's the deal? Tony from Napoleon, everybody's going to know?
Well, I kind of remembered him, Tony from Napoleon, but those people in people there know who I'm talking about. He has an orchard, and he has a tree for every one of his children, grandchildren. I don't think he's old enough for great-grandchildren yet, but he's got an orchard. And he's got a plaque next to every tree with their birth date and their parents, and he plants a tree, plants life, and that's the way people in Napoleon do it. They sow life. And they treated me very well. And I just, being in the coffee shops there in the morning at Dwight Maid and, or in the evening, people are generous and kind. And that's what's really going on, Scott. And that's what I celebrate. We install the symbol of freedom that celebrates the way we live here in North Dakota, most of us. And I'm happy to be here.
Sure. You know, I feel exactly the same way you do, and I can hear it in your voice how much you appreciate these people you meet. Never met them before, but instantly recognize salt of the earth, just a good stock of people, you know, and that are God-fearing and freedom-loving and, aren't afraid to say that Constitution is a sacred document. I feel the same way. I really do. I totally get what you're saying, because it's why I love people say, oh my gosh, you're on the road all the time. You're all these different towns. Don't you judge it? And I love it. I don't like being with my family, but I'm back, you know, most often, you know, a night or two out or whatever. So it's not like I have a lot of time away from the family, but I really enjoy the people. They energize me. They're wonderful. The listeners of the show are just one of a kind. They just are absolutely incredible. It really is just so awesome. So
yeah, I was
totally
on the phone with Mary. I was on the phone with Mary from Mott Regent area this week. She's like, "Well, where do you plan on staying?" I said, "Well, I always get a motel somewhere." And they got four flagpoles. People are really starting to catch on. The buddy program really saves you money. Well, they're like, she's like, "No, you don't. We got a room downstairs. You don't even need to get a motel. You know, we want you to stay with us." I'm like, do I have the best job in the world or what?
No kidding. Awesome. And by the way, that buddy program is real, because if you want a flagpole bad, you say, hey, I'm going to get one. Do you want one? You know, I did that with my neighbors. And one said, I do, but, you know, I have one. I just want a little better one at some point. But find some folks that want to do it with you. Find other businesses that want to do it with you. And that saves you money. And also, it's the American way. It's time for a flagpole. Let's get it up. Let's get it going. So that'll help as well when you call Jim the Flagpole Man, or go to
Jim the Flagpole Guy .com.
I love that. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Give me your website one more time.
Flagpole Guy. NDFlagpoleGuy.com.
Exactly. So give Jim a call. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. 701-571-FLAG is the number. And we're going to hit 100, and we are going to have a fun little celebration for that, I'll tell you.
Can hardly wait. Will.
Well, yeah, so help us do that. And Tony and Napoleon and Mary, and where was Mary again? Mary was in
Mott Regent.
Mott. Okay, yep, all right,
yep.
Sounds
they're,
good.
They're going to put a flagpole in their cemetery, and that's kind of the same thing that the Johnsons did up north of Genora. They put a flagpole at their cemetery and replaced it. Yeah. And,
you know who you are. And we're glad you're listening. And more importantly, calling Jim, the flagpole guy. All right, sir, take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. God bless you. God bless America. Bye.
Todd, I think we lost Scott.
I was just about to ask her.
Hello?
Jim and
Margo's apparently on, but Jim, hold on. We're at the break anyway. Then hopefully we can get Scott back, because we seem to have made Scott disappear. Or what's on your mind is on the way. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has died at 76.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Again, Aretha Franklin has died at 76.
Let's go back.
They heard closing arguments yesterday. Now the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is in the hands of the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
Well, there we go. We aim to please, don't we, Todd? You know, whatever our listeners want, we're happy to do it. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that very much. We're coming to you live and direct today from the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce Policy Summit, 2018 Policy Summit. Workforce, one of the hot topics we're going to tackle in a minute. So Eric Spence will join us as well as some of the members from the workforce panel in just a couple of minutes here coming up on the program. I want to tell you right now about Lazy J Ranch. Actually, it's called the Dakota Lazy J Ranch because that's a fairly popular name, Lazy J Ranch. I don't know why. I don't know why not Lazy, you know, H Ranch. I don't know, but somebody sometime can explain that to me. But this is the Dakota Lazy J Ranch, and this is also the home of an unbelievable operation. Folks that have spent a lifetime raising cattle, now doing research showing better than ever, grass-finished beef is the way. Red meat is delicious, tastes great, and you get a couple extra health benefits, too. So you get the health side, and you get the taste. You get all cuts of meat, steaks, roasts, everything, all kinds of pound options. You're basically saying, yep, I'll take that one. Let me know when he's ready to head to the butcher shop. So you call, arrange that, kind of like we were talking about with Jim earlier, buddy system. How about the buddy system? You want a steak? You want some? What are you going to take? You know? I like the steaks. You want the roast? I'll take, you know, however you want to do it. And they come to a butcher shop of your choice. You can call Sylvester and the crew in Morristown, South Dakota's Dakota Lazy J Ranch for all the details. 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or Facebook at DakotaLazyJRanch.com. All right. It's as simple as that. Okay? One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Okay. So, as I mentioned, we're at the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce event, and two of the panelists from the workforce panel are joining us on the program, and they include Michelle Comer, who is the head of Job Service North Dakota, as well as the Labor Department. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, I'm great, thank you.
Nice to see you, and also Dr. Mark Hagerot, who's a chancellor of the North Dakota University System. Dr. Hagerot, good to see you, sir.
Well, great to be here.
Appreciate that very much. So, you know, I was just talking to Eric, actually, a little bit, and we were talking about what else we could have done on the panel, or, you know, what would have been done. And I said, well, healthcare. And he said, well, yeah, we do have, you know, St. Alexis here, but that'll be part of the business climate panel because healthcare is a big one. But workforce has to be the number one pain point, bar none, for North Dakota, you know, business and industry. It's just incredible. So we don't have the time you're going to have on the panel today. Hey, Eric, come on over here. Eric came back too. I don't know where he went. He just looked in to make sure you guys were here. Then he walked away. We don't have the time you have on the panel today, but I'd like to do an overview. Where do you begin, Michelle? Where do you begin here?
Sure. Well, one thing I'm really excited about, and as you may know, I'm fairly new to working in the state government, and so I'm learning a lot myself, but we have undertaken a process that began about a year ago, and the Workforce Development Council was a council that existed previously, but we really reignited that council, its membership. It's a group of 32 people. It's 21 individuals, business leaders from the private sector, and we've been working with this group along with labor organizations, individuals representing people that have barriers to employment. We have two legislators. We have city officials and elected officials on that panel. And we've been working for an entire year to really deeply understand this workforce issue. The nation is experiencing a workforce crisis, which is different than 5 years ago. And not every workforce shortage, every state workforce crisis is the same. And so we want to make sure that we really understand this issue in North Dakota. What are the drivers? Where are the needs? What's the economic impact? What's the impact of not addressing this so that when we come forward with recommendations for this next legislative session for the what do we do, that it's based in fact and evidence and that we know that what we propose can actually make a difference.
Yeah, because this has been a problem for a long time, right?
It's
not new, so then it's just how are we doing and how are we tackling it. If you could pick one thing out of what you've learned so far that you think will be high on the list to tackle this, what would it be?
Can I pick five?
Sure.
Because
yeah.
The work of this council has really revealed something that will not surprise very many people, but again, it's been affirmed by data, facts, and evidence that there are five really critical themes. One you just spoke of. It's a nursing and healthcare worker shortage. And when we first began, we knew that there's a nursing shortage. And in fact, there has been for 25 years. It's at a critical stage today, a lot because of the baby boomers and healthcare staff retiring, but also as we all age, we become of the population that needs more care. So it's not just nurses, it's healthcare technicians, it's people that support that healthcare process. So that's theme number one. The second theme is a middle skills gap. And again, this is not a surprise. This is being talked about across the nation. In North Dakota, we have very unique opportunity because we have some excellent jobs. We've been cited in a number of national studies as having an extraordinary number of great middle skill jobs that pay well. And so that's an opportunity for us, but we have to treat it as an opportunity and we have to act. The third opportunity that we see is in the space of cybersecurity and information technology, education, and jobs. And that's more in the emerging space. There's opportunity there. And a fourth theme is accessing those populations of North Dakotans that have barriers to employment. There was an article published recently in the magazine Before You that presents some simple math. There simply are not enough North Dakotans to fill the jobs that we have, and yet there are people in North Dakota that are not working. And so what can we do to get those folks into the labor force? Because we need everyone who can work to be working.
What would be an example of a barrier that would keep them?
Sure. In North Dakota, we actually rank number one out of all 50 states for the number of people with disabilities in the workforce, but there is still opportunity there. We do very well, but there is still opportunity there. So that would be an example of a person with a barrier. And then the fourth theme is... Yes, thank you.
Yep, you bet.
The fifth theme is an opportunity to reflect on ourselves and the resources that we have available to us as a state. And so we're calling it coordination of resources. We have resources available to us. How can we better coordinate those resources to point them towards these important issues so that we're stacking them instead of spreading them?
Dr. Hagerot, I've heard a stat recently about the amount of total graduates in the North Dakota University system that ultimately do not stay in North Dakota, and it's a higher percentage than competing states. Does that sound about right?
Well, you know, those numbers are always hard to get your hands around because we have students that leave, you know, right out of school. They want to travel. They want to do some things, and then they flow back. We have a very large percentage of Minnesotans who come into the state and may go back and then return. So, you know, we want to keep more students here, but we also recognize that, that there is a global national labor market, and we need to train them the best we can. So what it comes down to is competitive salaries, competitive career paths here in North Dakota that want to keep them here. You know, there's no way to artificially restrict their movements, of course.
So if you had to pick a thing, one thing, he's going to tell me, can I do five? I know he has Michelle. He's going to take your lead. That would keep your graduates here, what would it be?
Well, it's interesting. I just had a conversation a few minutes ago with Barry Batchelor. He's a entrepreneur here in the state, and we realize our economy is unbalanced. We have a massive, vibrant energy sector, and we have a massive agriculture sector, and we need to get a third leg for that. And the state board has prioritized helping manufacturers build career paths, from certificates to two-year programming all the way up to maybe eventually doctorate programming, because unlike the days of old when Detroit had millions of wrench turners, these factories of the future are going to be highly automated, robotics, and if we can provide careers for our people in a field like that, it'll be another reason, a third sector of our economy to stay here. But again, we want to have the best students, the most adaptable, and compete for them, you know, through the marketplace to stay here.
I'm curious, Michelle, if you know the answer to this, when the regional president of the Federal Reserve Bank, Neil Kashkari, was here. He said the states that are winning this battle are paying more. So are North Dakota's pay wages where they need to be?
Well, I have information to answer that question, which is that North Dakota's average wages are in the bottom half of all states. So that is a challenge for us. There's no way around it. And, of course, when we're in a situation like this, we get to start talking about things like inflation. But what's different today than 5 years ago when we had a massive influx of workers is the nation's economic recovery. And so when we look at our near neighbors and their unemployment rates and their labor market participation rates, they're nearly as low as ours. And so we do have to differentiate ourselves. And if we are finding ourselves in the lower half of all states when it comes to average pay, that is something that is going to have to be addressed. Now, there are other factors, quality of life, cost of living, and so forth, but it's an issue that we're just going to have to grapple with.
Governor Burgum was telling me one day that, you know, if I see a job listed as available and it's for a radio talk show host, maybe I need 10 radio talk show hosts, not one. So it looks like I need one, but I mean, so what would you say, best guess estimate of the amount of jobs open in North Dakota?
Yeah, you know, I would have to give a range. And to your point, exactly. Job Service North Dakota is a voluntary job posting board. And so on our Workforce Development Council, we have members who represent the healthcare community who have told me when we post one nurse, there are 500 nursing jobs open in our system alone. So you take that example and you take the number that we have listed at Job Service North Dakota, which is those that are voluntarily posted and may not represent the total number of openings. We're estimating that it's twice what we have listed. Today, it's slightly over 12,000 jobs, excuse me. 2 months ago, it was slightly over 14,000. We believe it's twice and then some.
Michelle Comer is the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Labor and now also the executive director of Job Service North Dakota. She was in that job and went to the other one. It's innovative, and it's I'm glad you're doing it because you obviously have great passion for this. Mark Hagerout, also our chancellor for the North Dakota University System. Thank you both for the time today. Look forward to the panel here coming up. If you're out and about, 3:30 this afternoon is the panel. How about that?
All right. Well, thanks again for having me on the show.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. And Al Anderson will moderate that from former Commissioner of the Department of Commerce, and Kirsten Basler, Tom Shorma, David Farnsworth will join these two as well. That's the last panel of the day. Take that in. Before the big debate, Kelly Armstrong, Max Schneider tonight. More after this.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you remember that show, folks, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and the neighbor, of course, his name was Wilson, and the two would talk over the fence? Well, that's Vince Webker and I. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Andy's my neighbor. And you know what? Hot Spring Spas are the absolute best. I want folks to come in and see them. I want them to see the saunas. I want them to see the endless pools and the patio furniture you have and all the game tables and everything else. But more important than that is just trusting who you're doing business with. And with a brand like Hot Spring and all the other brands here, Olhausen and the Pool Tables and others, you know you're getting the best. Right, Vince?
That's right. First of all, they're all made in the United States. But we don't talk about Hot Springs enough outside the wellness, which is a great point. But Hot Springs is the world's number one selling brand with over 1.6 million sold. We're the only hot tub that's won all 8 out of 8 Consumer Digest Best Buy Awards. Why do I say that? Because more people buy it and more people award it than any other hot tub made. And it's because we do one thing different than anybody else. We build them to use. We call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things we've discovered over the last 41 years, why people use this a lot or why they don't.
It will change your life. I'm here to tell you, it did ours. We've had one for over 2 years now and absolutely love it. It becomes an appointment. You have to get into the hot tub to end the day. Come on in. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the promo code ACE and you'll get up to $2,000 off. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too. And now Devil's Lake.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Franklin, in her honor, may she rest in peace. We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know what? Ain't no sprayers at High Plains Apache. You know that, don't you? Yeah. And you want pros. You definitely want pros when you're looking for a new sprayer. You don't want the folks that know the game. And, of course, not just in the, hey, I need a new sprayer. They have new and used Apache sprayers. You know what else they have? About every part you can ever imagine. They've got it. If you need it, they've got it. So, when you spray as much as you do, you need support from the folks at No Spray Application. And remember, nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. The new 2019s are in, by the way. The new 40 series of Apache sprayers. They've got a new look, along with the new features, financing, leasing available on the sprayers, too. Some used sprayers on hand if anyone's looking. High Plains Apache. Man, Dan, 663-2375, south of Fargo, exit 60 on I-29, and online at highplainsapache.com. We love the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, and we want to celebrate some excellence. The North Dakota Army National Guard has received it recently, so we're going to do that in a moment. I have a text on the question, actually just a comment on the topic we were just talking about, workforce. Scott, I hear all the time from non-business owners that employers don't pay a living wage. I had 5 interviews lined up today, 30 minutes apart. I had the first 3 not show up, and the 4th had to reschedule due to a court appearance. Here's what appears to be happening. They can continue receiving unemployment if they apply for a job. Don't need to show up. Just apply. The old system actually had them show up. The interviewer signed their card, and away they go. The signature from home needs to be changed. The current system is a waste of time for busy employers. 5 interviews, 5 no-shows, not even a call. This is crazy. There should be an outlet for employers to report these people to job service and welfare. I will pass that on to Michelle. Obviously, she just left, so I didn't get a chance to do that, but I definitely will coming up here in a couple of minutes. Okay, as I promised, some good news to end the show today. I like good news, don't you? And Dave Lane is here. He is a Command Sergeant Major with the North Dakota Army National Guard. Dave, how are you? Dave, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, now I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. I heard that there are new trophy cases being built right now for the North Dakota Army National Guard because you guys are bringing home some more hardware. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yep, we had our Best Warrior competition this last week up at Camp Grafton, and some soldiers are getting some new hardware. So
I love it. That's fantastic. What is the Best Warriors competition? What do they have to do?
Well, the Best Warrior competition is basically it's a 4-day event that we put on for soldiers in our state, and it kind of tests the soldiers' skills, their endurance, their physical and mental toughness, their intellect, and it checks their problem-solving capabilities. We run them through a series of physical and mental tasks. They take a physical fitness test. We put them in front of a formal board in their dress uniform, and there's a bunch of senior individuals up there that are asking them questions, checking their knowledge on military leadership, current events, Army history. They take written exams. They have to write an essay on a topic that we select. We do many different events. They go through an obstacle course, and we run them through lanes, checking their knowledge on the medical tasks that we have, reacting to different things, communications. So it's a very grueling event for these soldiers, and they it's challenging for them, but it's a very rewarding experience. So,
and about how many other folks are competing? Like, who's your competition?
Right now, we did the state. We had 14 competitors from with the units in our state, and the 2 winners will move on to our regional competition, which for our region, there's 8 states in it. So they will go against the best of the best from the 8 states in our region.
Fantastic. Well, please pass on our congrats. Wanted to make sure we gave you guys a shout-out. We don't often get a chance. I mean, there's so many organizations and entities doing great things. You don't get a chance to recognize every award that comes along. But by golly, when we have folks from our United States Armed Forces, Guard, active duty, doing anything good, we want to celebrate it. And for sure, our Army National Guard in North Dakota as well. So congratulations as the Best Warrior competition continues. So best of luck.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dave Lane, who's the command sergeant major of that event, appreciate him joining us today on the program as well for some last little good news. Good news. Wasn't good news for Aretha Franklin today. Well, there could be good news there. You know, I mean, you go to a better place.
That's called her home. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly right. Somebody said they wanted Chain of Fool as her best, and it's best way cranked up, like I just did in the tractor. This listener is a traitor. Turned off this program to put on Aretha Franklin when he could have just waited for Todd to play it, for crying out loud.
Well, we played right here bumper music, so it may have been at that point.
J-J-J. How about that? Yeah, I love it. Now the music's competing. Out of time. Thanks for listening, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Busy program tomorrow, too. Tune in. Check it out. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MineralTracker.com. Folks, you can manage your own minerals. That's right. MineralTracker.com. Affordable, professional solution. Sign up for a free trial right now. Or call them at 833-842-2924. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Take control of your minerals. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Use Mineral Tracker. With a 1 month free trial, you can cancel anytime. Mineral owners love it. They use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy to use platform. It's the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and more. Find out all the details right now about Mineral Tracker, North Dakota made, at MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.